From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Chinese health officials today reported 80 new cases of SARS. Nearly half those cases are in areas outside Beijing, often in places where the disease is less familiar and hospitals are less prepared to handle the potentially deadly infection. Even so, researchers from the World Health Organization say they are encouraged by steps being taken in China to control the disease. We have two reports on SARS, first from NPR's Richard Harris in Beijing.
In the past month and a half, severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, has gone from the subject of cover-up and deception in China to the single most important issue in the country. National leaders have told provincial governments in no uncertain terms that they expect everyone down to the village level to do whatever is necessary to stop the disease before it does more serious damage to the Chinese economy. Just how well that campaign is working is being put to the test. At a news conference today, inspectors returning from a World Health Organization trip to the province of Hebei say they are encouraged by what they witnessed there. James McGuire from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was part of the team.
For instance, we were asked to get out of the bus, have our fevers checked, fill out a health information form, have the bus disinfected, and give an address and contact information.
And that's just the start. Even healthy people returning to the region are being told to go home and stay home for up to 21 days. And neighbors are asked to police one another. Anyone with a fever is ushered off to a fever clinic, which in turn has its own marching orders to monitor and report and to send suspected cases along to designated hospitals.
In a way, it's a triple safety net type of operation, and we have surveillance systems that overlap in some ways, but also fill in gaps that one or the other might miss.
The inspectors toured five designated hospitals and found they were at least aware of what they needed to do to treat the disease and stop its spread. McGuire says infection control was reasonable, with few healthcare workers infected, at least so far.
It looks good to us, but the real test is right now.
Now, because about 250,000 people have very recently returned to this area from Beijing, either fleeing the city because they feared the disease there or because their jobs had evaporated as tourists canceled trips and businesses closed. Of course, it's hard to judge the readiness of an entire country on the basis of a few forays like this one, and WHO official Alan Schnur says the teams are well aware that local officials are often given a chance to prepare for VIPs, but he says they are trained to look for deceptions.
One village clinic we visited had fresh posters with no dust, so obviously these posters were put up just before our visit. We were aware of that, and we do have discussions with staff to see their knowledge and how much they've been involved in the program, and then we try to filter out what's been rehearsed and what's the actual situation.
To be sure, there are still gaps in China's response. For example, Seiji Fukuda from the WHO says in Beijing, 8% of the cases are among military personnel, but the military won't reveal any information at all about who these people are. Even their gender is kept secret, so civilian health officials can't track down close contacts who are at risk for infection. Even so, Fukuda is impressed by the massive national effort to stop SARS.
I think the proof of China's commitment is not going to be the resolution and defeat of SARS in China. I have no doubt that that will happen and that the commitment that's being seen now will solve the SARS problem. We will see SARS end in China. But I think that the real commitment is whether this is going to spur the rebuilding of the public health system in China.
The reality is that there are other diseases, such as tuberculosis, that kill far more Chinese every year, even though they are treatable and preventable. WHO officials are hoping that SARS will awaken the Chinese government to these long-lingering problems. Richard Harris, NPR News, Beijing.